Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go on a Thursday. It is August the 22nd, 2019. And we are just that much closer to the start of college football. We got NFL preseason week 3 dress rehearsals beginning tonight. Oh, yeah. We've got history being made in Major League Baseball from a betting perspective. More at it today. It is loaded in the world of sports this time of year, and we could not be more excited to have you with us here as we try to make heads and tails of it all. Joe Ranieri alongside Dane Martinez, and we take a look here of course, what happened overnight in the world of Major League Baseball. And Dane, it was unbelievable last night, to say the least. As bad as it was, you and I on this show yesterday morning, and we were going, guys, it's, in fact, by the time we were off air at 9 o'clock, it had already been over $5, and we knew it was heading that way. The question was, where was it going to end? To add to the craziness, in fact, pregame, it actually made it as high as minus 600 at the MGM
really?
Sportsbook in Vegas. Yeah, it was the highest one in the country, minus 600. And for people that understand, it's not going from opening up at minus 420 to minus 600 because nobody's betting it. So people were coming out of the clouds yesterday to bet Verlander because the impression is, the perception is, this is a lock. I'll put him with two or three other games that I like, make a big parlay, 8-1, 9-1. I'm going to win all this money. Yeah, they forgot to actually tell the batters of the Houston Astros, who could only score one run for Verlander last night. But that's the fear. That's the dilemma that you are faced, is sometimes the old adage, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. And when we went on last night, we did in-game live, Gabe's over at the FanDuel Sportsbook. So when we went on air at 8 o'clock, the game's first pitch was 8:30, and at 8:31, Verlander had thrown two pitches in the game. It was in-game minus 900 for the Houston Astros. Minus 900 for the Houston Astros. Yeah, plus 480 at one point for the Detroit Tigers full game, if you hopped on it. And we did. We actually just... on principle, to be a minus 900 is a total FU to everything that we know about baseball, about betting. So we ended up jumping on the first five. At least I did, because Gabe couldn't get enough money out of his pocket fast enough to get the number. But it was, even at first five, if you bet Detroit, you were getting it at $4. You were getting it at plus 400. And sure enough, not only did they win the first five, but they won the full game. And they were at least plus 300 or more the entire night, during the entire game. They only had two hits, two home runs. Mm-hmm. That's it. Verlander threw a complete game. Never worked out of the stretch last night because he struck out 11, didn't walk anybody. Again, 100 times you play that game, Dane, 99 times, we will never in a million years see a game like that. The way it unfolded, you may lose, but to lose like they did last night, just... that's baseball, and that's betting for you in a nutshell.
Yeah, absolutely, Joe. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, degenerates of Make It Rain here. I can't believe it's Wednesday, August 22nd myself. But yeah, Joe, I mean, it's crazy. First of all, like, the very first thing I do when I get up is, like, check some of the scores and check the scores of the games that we had been talking about. And I was like, yep, sure enough, Detroit gets that win. You know, and it's like, this is how, Joe, you can go 1-4 in bets and still wind up making money. You know what I mean? We talk about it all the time. If you bet the Red Sox every day, you lose. But you can still make money. And then I went into the box score, Joe, and I saw that Yeah, there you go. Verlander gives up two hits. Like you said, he never pitched from the stretch. He gives up two solo home runs. So it's not like Verlander didn't have his good stuff. You know what I mean? He strikes out 11, only gives up two base runners, no walks on the day. And yet, like, if this isn't a microcosm, Joe, for 2019 baseball, right? Where, like you say, up is down, down is up. And the only runs are via solo home run. Verlander actually has a dominant outing, a dominant outing, and gets pegged for the loss.
Guys, if I was just to show you this line, right, waked up and said, hey, guys, look at Verlander last night. You're going, wow, you almost had a no-hitter, man. That's
I'd lay 1,500.
Might have been a probably a blowout game. Yeah. Yeah, no, guys, no. That was ridiculous. No, and they left him in there, which amazes me that there was no reason to take him out. Like, they weren't coming close to touching him the entire game. But the batters weren't coming close to touching any of the pitchers from Detroit either. It's just mind. If it wasn't for Chirinos there at the for Houston, he was the only guy to actually put really the barrel on the bat on the ball there and be able to do. And this guy's thrown out trying to stretch a double into a triple. By the way, that's how the game ended. He was trying to stretch a double into a triple and gets thrown out at third base to end the game.
Like the last out of third base, the first out of an inning or the last out of an inning.
Come on, dude. Like, seriously. Oh, yeah. And by the way, for as crazy as that was, Garrett Cole's on the mound today for the Astros. And already we are over $5. FanDuel. And you know what? It's not going to stop because now that Houston lost yesterday, you're never going to lose two games in a row, right?
Never
going to happen.
Never happen.
They're due. They're due. And you know what happens when you say they're due, right?
Yeah. I can still check my balance when I bet the Tampa Bay Lightning back to back to back a few months ago when I was like, this could never happen again. They're the dominant one seed. This will never happen. Just like you would talk about with the Houston Astros, a dominant team against the Detroit Tigers, who we've been saying can't score a run if they're like a little league team, you know, with starting the inning with a guy on third base. Yet, this is what happens. You say it all the time, Joe. The best team in baseball all season long is going to lose 60 games this year. Mm-hmm. The worst team in baseball is going to win over a third of their games. Mm-hmm. All right. So this is how you go 1-4 in bets and still win money, people.
Yep. Money. And that's also how you might win every other bet but lose on your parlay because you thought something was guaranteed. It's too good to be true.
Well, we gave out some ones that turned out to win last night. I'll tell you that.
Yes. I just hope you didn't include Houston as the base of that. Unbelievable.
Told you to
all right, more to get
last.
To. It was a rough night for the Yanks. We'll go over all of that coming up next here. Make it rain, people.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort is more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder and owner of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
All right, here we go. Thursday, people. Thursday, the 22nd of August. It is 2019. And from this point on, they will never not have a weekend where we won't have some sort of either college football or NFL football or something along those, any combination of that, at least until the NBA and college basketball starts again in a couple of months, and then really our lives are truly over. But football is back, people. It'll start this Saturday with in Orlando, Mickey Mouse, the Ears, the whole nine, ready to rock and roll, hosting Florida and Miami. And then, you know, we fly all the way out to Hawaii later in that day. We got Arizona, Hawaii. It's going to be epic. It starts this week. Of course, but tonight we've got that dress rehearsal week three in the NFL. We'll dive into some of those games here tonight, six in fact, and we will figure out which teams are dress rehearsal mode, which ones are anybody but my starters mode, and where the edges lie. We'll go ahead and do that. But covering last night, overnight in baseball, West Coast games, if you guys are just waking up here. A couple of very craziness. We know Astros historic loss last night from a betting perspective. Just the biggest favorite to lose a game like they did last night with Verlander until probably tonight when Garrett Cole goes off at minus 600. Just unbelievable last night. But then the Yanks and the A's took about 10 o'clock. The Yankees and the Dodgers were playing. And don't forget, this weekend they're going to be playing each other. And which is, I think, going to be really exciting. Looking forward to that. But the Yankees all of a sudden find themselves going in the wrong direction. And you and I had talked about it during the week, game. We're like, you know what? This 9-day West Coast trip here is it's a good litmus test here. It's going to tell us exactly what and who these Yankees are. And what they are is very evident. They are lacking what we've known them to lack, and that is quality starting pitching, and J.A. Happ really is just, he's just hot garbage. I don't know what to say. It's hard enough because the Oakland A's dominate left-handed pitching this year. They are one of the most profitable teams since 2018. If you blindly bet them every time they face the left-hander, you would be up crazy amounts of money right now. And of course, Happ, not really sharp. He didn't pitch bad, but again, he gives up these ridiculous two-run, you know, home runs, and the Yankees started off ahead, but they found themselves in the hole and then just couldn't climb back out of it. Mike Fiers dominant again last night in the Oakland Coliseum. He has just had a crazy year, especially at home. He's now 12-3 on the year, guys. He went 5 1/3. He only gave up 6 hits, 2 earned runs. Great night for him. But the Yankees now, I mean, yes, you're still okay in the American League East, but I don't think this trip or these games are really about winning the American League East, because now these A's, they're not scared of you. Like, nobody's intimidated with the New York Yankees, I don't think, once we start getting, this ain't the Orioles. Once we start getting to that top five look, yeah, it started with the Indians last week, Dan, and it looks like it's continuing. Nobody seems to be worried about the New York Yankees.
Yeah, listen, Joe, this is exactly what I talked about in terms of the difference between regular season baseball and playoff baseball, right? They can go ahead and run up a nice little plus 68 run differential against the Baltimore Orioles. Gleyber Torres can go ahead and hit something like 13 or 14 home runs against them. They can score 15 runs a game. It does not matter, okay? In the last two series, they've played the Cleveland Indians and now the Oakland A's, two teams who expect, like the Yankees, to be in the playoffs. And when you can't just keep on hitting three-run homers when the other team has some bats as well and the other team has representative pitching instead of John Means on the mound and Dylan Bundy, it becomes a little bit different, right? And what do we see? They split against Cleveland. They've lost two in a row against Oakland. This is why, for the better part of the last 5 months, I have been saying what the Yankees need is not an innings-eating arm like A.J. Happ. They need a value-add starting pitcher to stack up there with Tanaka and hopefully Paxton and hopefully Severino, who comes back so that they can feel good up against the Verlanders, Coles, Sanchez's, Greinke's in Houston, up against what ultimately still might be a Kluber and a Clevinger and guys like Bieber in Cleveland, or in Oakland when Mike Fiers is now 12-3 on the season, you know, and guys like Bassett and others are pitching well for these playoff teams. It is a different game. I've said it gives me concern going into the playoffs, and this is the exact reason why the Yankees are not playing 650 ball when it comes to the last week against the teams like Cleveland, like Oakland, and then after this, they go to Chavez Ravine for the weekend, and I hear they have pretty good pitchers over there too. I think this is exactly, we cannot rely on the three-run homer. We have to start to see where do they manufacture runs, where are the rallies that get started, and that is what I've been wanting to see the entire time. J.A. Happ is going to continue to be a decent innings-eating pitcher, but I don't want that in Game 3 of an ALDS up against someone like Mike Clevinger.
Yeah. No, it's obvious now, guys. It's fun when you're beating up Baltimore's and Detroit's and, you know, Toronto's. It's all good, but the reality is this A's team, and it's hard for me to believe, but it's just the way the schedule worked out this year, Dane, that this is actually the first time Oakland and the Yanks have seen each other all year. And yeah, it's quite apparent that the A's, even though they lost in that playoff game last year to the Yankees in the Bronx, they'll of course be there again next week. They're going to see a lot of each other, these two teams, over the next week and a half. But they're not intimidated at all, and you know that's important. Now the Dodgers, when they go to play them this week, and Tanaka's on the mound tonight for the Yankees. He's won 11 out of his last 12, and I can honestly say, guys, Tanaka, to me, the last three or four starts, he's really rounding into form to be that ace. And they could, for all the aggravation they have with starting pitching, the great news for Yankees is Tanaka, he is your ace, guys, and he is rounding into form, and he is pitching like it. He was lights out against Cleveland. His last three to four starts have been really good. They've also won 11 out of his last 12. So if anybody's going to put an end to this mini slump here, it can definitely be Tanaka. And it almost has to be Tanaka tonight, right? I mean, it's got to be a situation where you can't get beat, but you can't allow these guys to beat you without their ace, no less, and have you've already lost to Homer Bailey. Losing to Mike Fiers is nothing to be ashamed about at home, but you got Tanaka, you've got the pitching matchup, you got to go out there. They got to win this game here.
Yeah. They do. You know, that's why you invest in a guy like Tanaka. He's supposed to be that ace. He's supposed to be that stopper. And this is when he is needed, right? To get the last one, get the team feeling good on their way to Los Angeles. Joe, one quick other fantasy-related point on Mike Fiers. Joe, I don't know if you remember this, but a long time ago, Joe, the A's were in a suspended game, I believe, against the Indians that got suspended in like the sixth or seventh inning. Mike Fiers is the pitcher of record in that game. That game is going to resume, I believe, on September 6th. I make that note because in most people's formats and like head-to-head, that is the first week of the fantasy baseball playoffs. Okay, so Mike Fiers has some value in that week. They're going to resume a game that the A's are up on like 5-2, and you have a ready-made win out of Mike Fiers coming in that week as they pick up the suspended game, and that happens to be in a playoff week for fantasy baseball. Keep an eye out on that. It's a little added boost if you have Mike Fiers on your roster heading into the fantasy baseball playoffs.
No easy spot here for the Yankees either, by the way, going up against Tanner Roark. You know, quietly, you don't spend an awful lot of time thinking about the Oakland A's and starting pitching, but, you know, they can roll out some guys over there that are good enough to, on any given night, just to be able to annoy batters and shut them down. They do some things really, really, really well. Tanner Roark is another guy, tough as nails, tonight going up against Tanaka. And, oh, yeah, the Yanks are a minus 110 favorite. You can get Oakland at even money if you think they'll go for the sweep. But they're going into L.A., who... Hey, I don't know if you had a chance, guys, to watch that game last night. We'll talk about it. Walker Buehler.
Buehler looked good.
But we'll talk about the Dodgers and what it all means here this weekend. Coming up, make it rain, people.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own bet concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections, and now the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Did we just become best friends?
Yup!
The best friends forever.
What do you think of Josh Gordon going forward?
Yeah, I think he is a super talented player, but the reality is he hasn't been playing football.
Yeah.
You can't expect this guy to walk in, and I mean, and lifting weights and working out by yourself, it's not the same thing. He'll be fine up draft boards. I mean, he'll probably be going in, what, in between the fourth and sixth round, probably. Yep. It might even raise because people are excited because of what he did. But I mean, if you look, even when he did play last time, he wasn't great.
Watch live weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY YouTube channel.
All right, guys, welcome back in here. Make It Rain, Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and we'd love you to become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, setting your lineups up using the DailyRoto.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. Or you know what? Just join the countless number of people who have already won thousands of dollars playing DFS using DailyRoto.com. Because ultimately, if you're playing daily fantasy sports, but you're not using DailyRoto.com, yeah, you're doing it wrong. So sign up now for the NFL annual pass. Get the fastest, optimized, smarter DFS projections, and of course, better results. You got to enter the promo code ACTION. It'll get you a 10% discount. The promo code is ACTION. Get a 10% discount. And remember, dailyroto.com, it is where millionaires are made. And welcome in, Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network on this Thursday, talking about some of the crazy results Major League Baseball provided us yesterday. A couple of interesting things happened, Dane, and a bit of betting advice because I'm starting to see this a lot in the second half where guys, listen, baseball, it's a market, guys. Betting on sports is a market, no different than if you were betting soybeans and futures and everything else in the stock market. Dane and I have been talking about this forever. And also, listen, when you look at the market, sometimes even the stock market, Dane, there are sometimes you look at things and you go, what? Like, I don't understand. Why is this so valued? Why is this so undervalued? And the mistake that I'm seeing a lot of guys make, especially this time of year, is that they're looking at games like Washington and Pittsburgh last night. And they're going, well, it's Patrick Corbin against Joe Musgrove. Like, oh, my, come on. Like it opened up at minus 150. The problem is all throughout the day, the money kept pushing towards Pittsburgh. It moved away from Washington. It was going towards Musgrove. And, you know, they closed at around 15 cents less at minus 135. And that money's going to Pittsburgh. And guys, and I'm seeing this all throughout, are going, well, wait a minute. What am I missing? There's got to be something wrong here because the sharps are betting it. And this goes back to what Dane and I have also been saying. Just because the line moves because professional bettors are moving it one way, guys, they don't win all the time, just like the Houston Astros, okay? So it's important that, yes, look at the markets, where they're trending throughout the day, but do not, under any circumstance, just look at market movement and base your bet on that because a team... while it's moving away from the team that I stick with your gut, stick with the work that you do to put into the handicapping. If you trusted Corbin, you trusted the bats, don't start getting into the, it's moving away, I must be wrong. And that I'm seeing a lot of guys do that this time of year, Dane, because what you also have to take into consideration, there's a lot of contrarian trends right now where you look at that Pittsburgh and, you know, the numbers since 2002 say them in this situation on a Wednesday night with a wind blown at home, you know, teams in this. Trust your gut. Trust what your eyeballs are telling you. Don't be influenced or talked out of making a play or talked into making a play solely by what the market does. I think that's good advice. Football, anything when it comes to sports betting, let the market do what it's going to do. You be confident in your handicapping and then make the decision from there.
Yeah, listen, Joe, from a fantasy football standpoint, the same thing holds true. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got to trust your gut. You know who your guys are in case all of a sudden you see someone's rankings come out and they're eight spots lower. You're not going to all of a sudden, you know, you're not going to all of a sudden change your perception. Same thing. You spend 3 months researching these guys and you draft them and you want to feel so good about them. They go out and lay a goose egg in week one. All of a sudden you're looking to drop them or trade them. No. You know, you spend 3 months researching these guys and they're your guys for a reason. You know, here's the way I look at it, Joe. You know, on any given morning here, when we're talking about stuff, right, there's literally, Joe, hundreds of options for things that we can bet, right?
Right.
Like, between totals and games and first five and multiple sports and Little League World Series and esports, for God's sakes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the way I look at it, Joe, is it starts with like 1,000 options of what I could bet today, right?
Right.
And then what I want to do is I want to narrow it down, right? And looking at the sharp money is one of the factors that I look at. You talk about the data and the trends, right? You know, on Thursday afternoons with a full moon outside and then getting away, it means this. That narrows it down. Then I look at the narrative that we talk about, the motivation that we talk about, right? That continues to narrow it down. And then what I want to do is I want to find something where kind of like all three of these indicators are all saying the same thing to me, right? Yep. That's what I'm thinking about, right? Because I don't have to bet them all. So I'm looking at the thing that all three of my kind of tells line up, and that's where I'm looking at. So this following the money is one of them, but it's not the only one.
Yeah, it can't be the end all be all, because I'll give you a for instance right now this morning. Here we are, 7:30, guys. We just told you about how Tanaka is going for the Yanks tonight, taking up Tanner Roark. Yankees opened up as a -130 favorite. They are now bet down to -105. So that means the money that's coming in, and for it to move 25 cents like this, Dane, obviously it's not Joe Public. Public ain't even up betting yet. This is sharp money is telling you they
are going towards
Oakland. Yes.
People in Oakland, they're still asleep.
Right, exactly. So they are, the sharps are telling you right now, the market is telling you, fade New York, back Oakland here tonight. Okay, but like you said, that's just one part of,
that's a piece of it.
So, right, you know the sharps are going, all right, they like Oakland. Now spend the rest of the day, guys, when you're handicapping. Why do they like Oakland? Why, like, what is the one thing? What are we missing? Are we missing something that they like Oakland? And then when you come to figure it all out, don't just rely, well, the sharps don't like it, so I don't have to like it. And guys are doing this all the time on Twitter, and it's like, well, the market moved 10 cents, guys, so that you got to play this team. Yeah, like, no. I would still, looking at this, I would, okay, I'm not influenced one way or the other, because I do think Tanaka in his form, I do think the Yankees will bounce back here tonight. But I'm not going to change my mind simply because I woke up at 7:30 and went, wow, it's already moved 25 cents to Oakland. That's not a good long-term strategy when it comes to betting on baseball or anything, or even daily fantasy. You know what I mean? Why is he priced so low, Dane?
That's what I was going to say. Listen, you know, I love the ponies, Joe, and we know Gabe does as well, right? When I'm there at Belmont Park, you know, in an afternoon, one of the things I like to look at is the jockey and the trainer, right? Mm-hmm. We talked about, we had Pletcher on once. Yep. That's one of the things I like to look at. One of the things I like to look at is how they look in the paddock, you know, perky ears, shiny coat, all that good stuff, right? Then I also look at the board, right? Mm-hmm. And I see, oh, this guy on the morning line was 7-1, and now he's 3-1? Huh. Mm-hmm. A lot of people must like that. Or when they do the post parade, I look to see which horse drops, because when everyone's looking at them, who goes down? People that know about the horses more than me are seeing things, right? But these are all pieces of the puzzle. And the thing, what we're saying is, before you make your investment, get as many of these indicators, data points, whatever you want to call them. I'll call them data points, right? And have them all line up together. And that's where you make your best investment.
Yes, absolutely. Trust your eyes, trust current form, trust all that good stuff, guys. Don't just be so swayed because the market's moving in one direction, which means I must be wrong. Have a little more confidence, and that's why, listen, it's not for the faint of heart, especially baseball. Like, you've got to, you know, a lot of information thrown your way. You've got to be confident in what you're doing, and, you know, don't lose a bet or win a bet. You know, don't lose a bet, rather. Just simply because, the pros love this, so I must be wrong. That's a recipe. Listen, a lot of people bet Houston last night at -550, -$600. Had that work out for them. They still got to play the game.
We told them not to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
We told them not to do it, Joe. We literally ended the show yesterday with things like, oh, the Reds and Castillo. Oh, bet the Tigers. Yeah. I even told people to bet NYCFC. They won 1-0, right. Joe. All right. So, hey, by the way, Joe, real quick, because, you know, I love our degenerates in the chat room, most of them. We got QQQ Wilson. is asking, hey, Dane and Joe, I see outfielders reading a card and then putting it back into their pocket. What's that? I can tell you, QQQ Wilson, that's like the scouting reports on the hitters, right? Are they pull hitters? Are they opposite field hitters? It's the same way as the infield goes ahead and makes like a shift, okay? The outfielders are knowing also where to position themselves. Do they play shallow, deep, play them the pull, that sort of thing. That's what's on that card, so they know outfield positioning, just like the shift. Thanks for the question, QQQ.
Wonderful world of analytics, people. It's that's what it is. All on a little index card that you can keep in the back of your. It used to be, you know, in the old days, you'd go out there and most guys would have an understanding, or they'd wait for the coach to tell them where to play. But yep, now they put it on a card and say, here you go. This is the percentages. And the days of shift, you might have a left fielder playing center field on one batter. So. It's just a crazy thing. But I will say this, too, about last night on the West Coast. The Dodgers, and I know a lot of people blowing smoke up their arse here. Yankees are getting ready to play them this weekend in a big series. The Dodgers are not without fault, too. I want guys to understand this. Last night, yes, they blew. Kershaw was on the mound the night before. They blew out Toronto. Toronto's terrible. Well, last night, they had a 1-0 lead going into the top of the ninth inning. And once again, and this is going to be the biggest downfall for the Dodgers. So all of these teams, I don't care how good you think they are, they've all got Achilles heel. And I'm sorry, man. Jensen, that bullpen for the Dodgers is going to be their undoing. As good as Walker Buehler was last night, 7 innings, didn't give up any runs, only a couple of hits. Kershaw the night before. I don't trust that Dodgers bullpen at all, Dane, at all.
Yeah, I hear you. I'll tell you something else I don't trust about the Dodgers on the other side of the break.
Yeah, it's especially from a betting perspective. No way should he have given up that home run. And he's doing it all season long. So Dodgers have their own faults. We'll talk about it coming up here. Fantasy Sports Radio Network, make it rain, people.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here was what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or
call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
All right, we'll get to some of the NFL plays here tonight. The game six of them, week three dress rehearsal for many. Is there any way to be able to get an edge here tonight? Is there some teams who won't be trying at all? Are there other teams that will, at least for a half? We'll talk about that coming up. Major League Baseball last night, late night, overnight. If you're just waking up, the Yankees lost. Again, to Oakland there. They're back at it again tonight with Tanaka on the mound, hoping not to get swept by the Oakland A's because they're on their way to play the Dodgers, who beat up pretty well there on Wednesday night. They took care of on Tuesday night, rather. Kershaw beat the snot out of them, in fact. What was it, 19? It was like a football score there. And then Walker Buehler last night.
Yeah, they go 19, and then they go 2-1 last night.
Yeah, and then you got Walker Buehler on the mound. So number one, number two facing Toronto, and they're switching pitchers, bullpen days. So it wasn't good for Toronto, but 2-1, you're right, was the final, and they had to walk it off again. That's their seventh walk-off win this year, the most in Dodger history that they have had, which is crazy when you think about it. They've had seven now that they've walked off and won. Those could have been seven losses, which is also interesting, but 2-1 because their bullpen once again and their closer, Kalen Jensen, that to me is the biggest problem with me getting behind the Dodgers and saying, guys, this is the team to beat because we've seen it time and time again. Most of those seven comebacks are a direct result of, you know, guys coming in to clean up for Buehler or to Kershaw or Maeda. I think it's a bigger problem than a lot of people are talking about regarding the Dodgers. I don't trust their bullpen to get it done, especially in the playoffs.
Yeah, I hear that. The question, though, is, listen, Buehler and Kershaw, we know they could go eight innings if they need to. You know what I mean? And so I wonder, will they lean more on their starters as we get into the playoffs? You know, because you're right, that bullpen is a concern for Dodgers fans, Jensen and others. And so I wonder if they rely more on their starters because, you know, you mentioned, Joe, you mentioned Buehler, you mentioned Kershaw. To be honest, the best Dodger starter all year has probably been Ryu, you know, he's a Cy Young candidate. So they go deep with their starters. So I think if I was the Dodgers, I would be looking at making sure those guys go a little bit longer in games and not put it up to risk of the bullpen. But Joe, here's the other thing, and people don't think about this as much, but another thing that's going to become more and more important, Joe, as we go from regular season baseball to playoff baseball is team defense, Joe. And don't look now, but the Dodgers have something like the second highest errors in Major League Baseball or in the National League. Their defense is a little bit below average. And when you're relying on your starting pitchers, right, to go win 2-1 games or your bullpen, the unearned run is what can nail a pitcher like Kershaw or Buehler or any of these studs. And keep an eye on this. The Dodgers defense is not, you know, elite either. And that causes me concern, especially when you're going to have some nip and tuck games in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's you're absolutely correct. Defense and bullpen's huge part when it comes to the playoffs.
It's not sexy three-run homers, you know?
Right. And listen, that lineup can mash. I take nothing away from the season they're having. They are a stout team, but every team, I don't care what it is, even the Astros, who everyone crowned champion when they got Greinke, guys, they're, you know, they've lost 8 out of their last 10 games. They're in a bit of a slide here, a bit of a funk. So it can happen. But the Dodgers, everyone tries to keep convincing me how this team is just going to run away with. Did you see the did you see teams like it's the scrappy teams too, isn't it? Did you see what Washington is doing? They're scoring 100 runs a game. The by the way, Scherzer's back on the mound tonight for them in that final game against the Pirates. And oh yeah, the Mets, a little sprinkle of magic at Citi Field, and look at that again, a error late in the game by the Cleveland Indians. You talked about defense, and they are normally a halfway decent defensive team. Yeah, error ended up costing them the game again last night. And don't look now, but the Mets are they're just a half a game out, a full game rather, away from that the second spot in the wild card. So still a lot of baseball to play, bottom line here, Dane. But defense, you're right, big part of it.
Yep, absolutely. I'm just saying, you know, my overarching point here is that regular season baseball and playoff baseball are two very different things. And all of a sudden, you know, you're going to see better pitching as a starter. You're not going to hit five home runs. Also, you know, the idea of defense, base running, moving guys over. Watch how in the playoffs the bunt becomes sexy again.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You know what I mean? Because it's a different game. And that's the point I'm making. It's not going to be these, you know, 14-9 kind of games with eight home runs. And I think sports investors need to acknowledge that as well, because the trends will look a little different.
And I think also what you're going to see, Dane, to your point, is a lot of teams like the Yankees, all the teams that'll be in the playoffs, yes, they all mash, but watch how many more pitches they take. Because to your point, if I can get to the Dodgers bullpen sooner rather than later, I have a really good shot. So, you know, it's interesting. The better hitting teams, they're going to let you. They're not going to be afraid to have two. They're going to force these pitchers to be able. And that's what I would do. I mean, I would see. And the reverse is true with the Yankees. If I'm facing the Yankees, all right, I want to. I don't want to get to that bullpen. I would rather. Right. I would rather take my chances with the start, and it's true. Same thing with, you know, but I think with Houston and the Dot, I think these teams, you're going to watch a lot of guys taking a lot of pitches, man, waiting for them. All right, let's hurry and get to the bullpen, because it's the weakest part of all of those very top heavy teams like the Astros and the Dodgers.
Yep, I think that's a good point. You know, but also, let's not forget, Joe, that in Major League Baseball, the schedule for the playoffs is different than the regular season as well. You know, like you see it in the NBA all the time, with like 2 and 3 days before games, right? Mm-hmm. So also remember, they can have a little bit of a shorter bullpen because these guys are going to get days off in between games, you know? So you don't need, like the Yankees have, you know, five elite arms in the bullpen. You don't need five, okay? Because they are going to get their rest. So teams will manage their bullpens a little bit differently, but I agree. You still want to get to the bullpen. It just it won't be as much of a soft underbelly as it is during the regular season either.
All right, we'll switch into some of the NFL headlines from overnight. If you're just joining us here, make it rain on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We'll start, of course, what we spent some time talking about yesterday: Baker Mayfield and the whole, you know, I can't believe it, Daniel Jones, yada yada yada. Well, after getting so much crap, apparently. Or at least that's what we're being led to believe, is that Baker picked up the phone and personally called Daniel Jones because he wanted to clear the air there last night. Okay. That's, again, Bo, that's what somebody leaked it to the media, to, you know, NBC Sports, Pro
Baker's
Football
age.
Talk. Yeah. Oh, hey, guys, he called him. First of all, you shouldn't have to call. That's the bottom line here. None of this should ever have had to happen. But at least they're trying now to put him in a light here, Baker. That is, that it was such a misunderstanding here, guys, that he even reached out to Daniel Jones, to make sure that everything was okay. I don't know. He might have, but I think it's just. You're doing damage.
Yeah, I'm sure he
control.
Did. I don't think that's an outright lie that they're putting out there, right? So I'm sure he did.
I don't think he did it because
like,
he
honestly,
wanted
Joe,
to.
Me, this is kind of a non-story to me. You know, it's like GQ put it out there, then he had to correct it. He's going over the top now to try to correct it. But I do think that, you know, Baker is a young face of the franchise, right? And it's great when he talks about how he wakes up feeling dangerous and all that stuff. But he does have to understand that, you know, with the shield, you don't talk about other players and stuff like that. But ultimately, Joe, I do think this is something of a non-story. I do think this is everybody trying to, you know, kind of build this perception of the Browns and of Baker. I think that if there were real games happening this week and stuff like that, this would not be a story. So I'm glad, okay, you called them, blah, 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 you move on, and let's move on. I do think the one takeaway from this is that the Browns, as their persona, they like being out there like this. This is how they're trying to turn the page on Hugh Jackson jumping into the lake. They're trying to be aggressive. They're trying to be braggadocious. And, you know, it starts with their, you know, 5'10" quarterback, Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, well, it starts. And whether it should be a story or not, it doesn't matter, because the media ain't going to let it go, because sure, he's got a history of doing this. So
yes,
it's not a one-off where – he's young, and you can't even use the young thing anymore, because the guy's older than Sam Darnold. He's one of these guys. He's 23. You should not be at this particular point even having to pick up the phone or tell the media you're having a phone call with Daniel. Like, none of this is, again, all drama created by Baker. And it is a sign of things to come, guys, because anybody thinks he's going to snap his fingers and all of a sudden, this is going to happen again. I can promise you it's going to happen again during the regular season, and it's going to get amplified even more because it's in the regular season. Games or no games, he's going to do this again. He can't help himself, which is, to me, the most worrisome thing, is that even now he still hasn't learned. He hasn't learned his lesson. And I think that's a giant red flag for that organization. I'd love the me against the world. Okay. But you can't keep having, because now the media smells blood and water with him. And yes, Now it's, what are you going to do now, Baker? What are you going to come? Right. And they're going to try to bait him. I mean, let's face it. They're going to try to bait him every chance.
Cast as such. Right. Yes. They know they can stick a microphone in front of him and get something. They're blurred for the paper. Absolutely. Yep. And listen, Joe, they're not the only one, right? Odell is in that locker room. Let's not forget when, 2 weeks ago, when it was head coach Freddie Kitchens himself being like, yo, if anyone talks, if anyone leaks, I'm firing them. You know, me and John Dorsey, we can take it. That sort of stuff. So to me, it is clear that this organization wants that reputation on some level. And this is part of them going from the doldrums and the joke and the class clown that they were. Don't get it twisted, Joe. It's not like the Jacksonville Jaguars and that defense with guys like Jalen Ramsey aren't doing the same exact thing, right? To kind of change the perception, change the narrative of who they are. I've seen it before. We've seen it with teams at the bottom of the NBA as well, as they try to change their perceptions. This is who they are. This is what they're going to try and be. And the public seems to love it. The public wants their over-under to be 9.5. They're the third choice to win the AFC. But with all of that, Joe, comes the glory of the dumpster fire when it goes left. And I think that's what you and I expect, right? Will Baker Mayfield and Odell and the other big voices and personalities in that room be able to handle it, you know, when they face some adversity? That's what we'll see. But they're out there in front being braggadocious for now.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to watch. I can tell you that. It's going to be fun to watch, because he just he has shown he can't help himself. And and all of a sudden, it's whether he means to or not, which apparently he doesn't mean to do a lot of things and say a lot of
bull.
Things.
He means that's bull.
Yes, exactly.
That's the thing I'm saying. Like, that's exactly what I'm actually saying, is that they mean to. This is part of them building an identity. We talk about teams needing an identity. Whether we like what it is or not, they have decided that they need this as part of their identity as they move from an 0-16 joke to a team that wakes up and feels dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah, the problem is, and I know Rich, as Baker said the same thing that everybody else said in the world. Yeah, but not everyone else in the world is one of the 32 quarterbacks in the NFL. There comes a certain responsibility with that job. We'll talk about that coming up.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape?
Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this network can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. First, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, then make a deposit and place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Yeah, I love the Cleveland Brown apologists now who are going to come out of the woodwork and continue to say everything Baker Mayfield does, not a big deal. It's not a big deal. I mean, what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is he's a starting quarterback in the NFL, and like CEOs and people who, you know, run companies, there are certain ways we want them to act and carry themselves. And not exactly like, I don't know, like don't be a gas can and blow up things every chance you get. Be more like the guy, be like the fire extinguisher. Be the guy that puts out the fires as a quarterback, because he's going to do this again. As sure as I'm sitting here, there is going to be another story, probably not too soon in the far distant future here, where Baker Mayfield is going to have to explain himself about comments regarding another player, another team, just like Odell, guys. This is a pattern. The problem is he's not an offensive lineman. He's not a defensive back. He is the face of the damn franchise doing GQ article, you know, interviews. If it's no big deal, why do an interview with GQ? If nothing's a big deal, do you want us not to read the article? Or, like, of course it's a big deal. You're a quarterback. You're the name and the face of a franchise. And if you're not the least bit concerned with what he has shown you thus far in his measly year in the league, I don't know what to tell you. You're blind because you're buying into this, oh, the Browns are going to be good. No, your quarterback is a gas can. He's lighting fires everywhere he gets, and he doesn't put anything out. So I get being a fan of the team, but get your head out of your ass and don't make it seem like everything this guy does that causes controversy isn't a problem. It's a big friggin' problem. You know who doesn't cause problems? Oh, I don't know. Tom Brady, you know, Eli Manning. Sam Darnold, who's what, 21? What fires does he put out? What has he had to answer for in the league? There is a reason why the upper echelon, Peyton. What? Peyton's, I mean, gosh.
I was going to throw another one out there. Imagine if the same question was thrown to Russell Wilson. What would he say? You know, he'd be like, oh, he's one of God's children.
I love him. Never have ever done, but that's the point. Right. Never done.
It's true. You know, and it's about you as the leader of a team.
Right. If you're a leader of men, act like it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.